You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Thanks for hanging out with your boys in the morning. We hadn't been off the air all that long yesterday when I get a text message from Jeremy with some photos. Wow. You want to explain to our listeners what happened to you?
Yeah, man. So I zipped out of here yesterday, you know, after work, heading home. I was going south on Colorado Boulevard, approaching Hampton. And I was basically all alone. There was nobody around me. There was no other vehicles except one black pickup truck who was kind of jacking with me a little bit, I had noticed. Pickup truck drivers tend to do that. And he's, you know, zipping in and out. And then he kind of blew past me. So it was just me and this black pickup that was way up ahead. And he had big fat tires and everything. And wham, out of nowhere, something hits my windshield. And just shatters it completely on the passenger side. And I was like, holy crap, did this guy just throw something out of his car at me? Or his tires kicked something up and, you know, flung it way back and hit my truck? And I was like, no, that couldn't. I didn't see anything. I didn't see him throw anything out the window. And I just was like in pure shock, Don, because there was glass all over the inside of the truck. There was glass on me. So I made that turn onto Hampton, and I immediately called my wife. I was like, you are not going to believe what just happened. I'm going to send you a couple pictures. And we were looking at the pictures and talking on the phone, and I was like, I have no idea what just happened. So we sat there for a minute and kind of puzzled it out, and I was like, oh, my God, you know what? I just drove by a golf course. A golf ball had to have come flying out of nowhere and hit me. And I must have been, you know, going 45 miles an hour, and then you get a 100-mile-an-hour golf ball flying through the air. Mm-hmm. And I've never experienced damage like that on my car. I posted some pictures on our Facebook page this morning, Dom and Jeremy, if you want to see the damage. But talk about pure shock, Dom, when something like that happens out of nowhere, and the sound that it made. Mm-hmm. And the concussion of that hitting you, because, I mean, I had all my windows up and everything, and you're kind of in, you know, in your cocoon in your car where it's somewhat of like a pressurized environment. And so when that massive piece of glass on your front end blows out and blows everywhere, my ears were ringing well into last night. I had felt like I had actually been in a car wreck. I still do a little bit this morning, just extremely stiff. My neck is hurting because I'm sure I just tensed up and went, gee, you know, when it happened. But it was funny because I did send Dom the messages, too, in the pictures, and he immediately knew where I was. Mm-hmm. Tell me the superpower. How did you know?
Because I've played Wilshire Golf Course so many times, and I figured, I didn't know your route that you took to go home, uh-huh. But I knew that could be one of them.
Yeah.
And I have been in groups on that golf course before. Mm-hmm. And watched people hit slices off the tee, uh-huh. And heard them hit cars.
Yeah. This, I mean, you had to have heard the one that hit my truck. I mean, it was so loud.
Yeah. More than once, I have, especially more so on Hampton itself, because I can't remember what hole number that is. But, I mean, people just hit these big arcing slices, whoosh, and it goes off onto Hampton. And I've seen them hit windshields, and I saw one hit the side, like the side panel of a car. Wham.
Wham.
Probably put a dent in it. So when I've just kind of put two and two together which way you might be going home. And so I texted you, and I go, were you by any chance next to Wilshire Golf Course?
Yes,
and
I was.
Yes. And I'm like, well, that's what it is, man.
Yeah.
You're driving by Wilshire. And there has to be at least one car a day hit by a golf ball over there.
I mean, I've been driving that route for, what have we been in this studio now, 10 plus years, and this is the first time anything like that has ever happened.
Yeah, it was the
law
of averages.
Terrifying.
If you drive by Wilshire enough times, you know, given, right. you know, 10 years of doing it, the odds are at one
something's
point you're
going
to get hit.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm getting, I got a lot of messages and things yesterday that, you know, even my mom was like, you need to go back and find out who did that. I mean, it was like 3 hours later. I'm like,
right.
You know, even if I had pulled over immediately and went marching in, who's going to admit to doing that?
And they would say, where's the golf ball?
Where's the golf ball? Why was this there before? Maybe somebody even shanked it and didn't even know it went out into the traffic, and they're just oblivious to what happened. You know,
that's possible.
That's possible too.
I've hit bad enough shots in my life playing golf that I never even saw the ball.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's possible.
Odds are nobody's going to come clean about this. Nobody's going to admit
it. No, nobody would come
clean. I'm not going to find out who did this. So needless to say, $400 later, and I have an appointment on Tuesday. I got to get a new windshield.
Well, don't you have windshield insurance with your insurance company?
I called and asked them. I thought I did.
It's like $100,
and
then
I don't.
Your you don't?
I thought for sure I had glass coverage, but I don't. No, it falls under the whatever it was, comprehensive or whatever. So it's less than my deductible.
You would never find the person who did it.
But
my guess is that they were yucking it up on that tee.
Probably buzzed already at 11 a.m. and
a few beers in them. Hey, you got that big old F-150.
You got that America's pickup there. You took out that windshield.
They're all high-fiving while Jeremy's peeing.